18 candidates have entered the race to fill 6 City of Powell River Council seats. The PEAK asked each candidate the following question. Why should voters choose you to be a City of Powell River Councilor? Here is the response from Trina Isakson. I imagine a future for this community that is vibrant, caring and safe, a place for us to thrive. Speaking with residents, I hear that people want councilors who are responsible, community-oriented, pragmatic and future-thinking. I want us to get working on issues like mill site and economic development, affordable housing, the opioid crisis, retaining our youth, public engagement and good relations with Sli-M-Mon Nation. I currently sit on the board of Powell River Community Foundation, and have volunteered with Powell River Garden Club, Texada Island Nonprofit Seniors Housing Society and Knuckleheads Winter Recreation Association. I was appointed to the city's Community Finance Advisory Committee because of my interest in taxation and spending that meets community needs and interests. I co-led public engagement for the possible name change process. I work as a facilitator supporting organizations with strategic planning, implementing changes and dealing with conflict. My experience means that I am a good listener, ask insightful questions and can analyze complex information. I'm originally from Salmon Arm, but my years in Powell River mean my roots will continue to grow here for decades more. I hold a MBA in community economic development, and an interest in community well-being is an ongoing theme in my life. General Election Day is October 15th. Read all PEAK election coverage at prpeak.com/2022-civic-election.